Welcome. Today we're discussing an exciting new concept in AI, the era of experience, as proposed by Google researcher David Silver and Richard Sutton. It's causing quite a stir.
Stir is an understatement. This paper is exploding across the tech world. What's the core idea behind this so-called new era?
Well, they argue that we're moving beyond relying solely on human-generated data to train AI, like we've seen with ChatGPT. Instead, AI agents will generate their own data through real-world interaction.
Hold on. So like AI going out into the world and learning by doing, instead of just reading everything we've written, isn't that a bit risky?
Risky, maybe, but potentially revolutionary. They argue this shift will unlock capabilities beyond human knowledge. Imagine AI developing solutions we haven't even dreamed of. They actually call the current AI landscape, dominated by models like ChatGPT, the human data era.
I see. So first we had this simulation era with AlphaGo, learning through millions of simulated games. Then came the human data era, gobbling up internet text. Now they're proposing this era of experience.
Exactly. And they are kind of throwing shade at the current approach, claiming it creates AI that's just an echo chamber of existing human knowledge.
I get it. It's like kids learning from books versus learning by building a treehouse. But is this experience idea even practical? How would it work?
They offer some fascinating examples, like an AI health assistant using real-time biofeedback to optimize your well-being, or a science agent tackling climate change based on environmental data. It's a radical shift from passively consuming data to actively shaping it.
So less digital textbook, more real-world lab experiments for AI. Interesting.
Precisely. Silver and Sutton also point to the current scarcity of high-quality training data. They believe this experiential learning could solve that problem. Imagine the sheer volume of data AI could generate by interacting with the world 24/7.
I'm still a bit skeptical. It sounds a bit like handing the keys to the kingdom over to the AI, doesn't it? There's a lot of trust involved there.
Definitely. There are bound to be challenges and ethical considerations to iron out. But Silver and Sutton seem to be addressing one of the key limitations of current AI. It's a bold proposition, no doubt. A definite shot fired in the ongoing AI war. It almost sounds like Google throwing a little shade OpenAI's way after getting surpassed in the generative AI hype.
I can see that. A return to reinforcement learning, an area where Google has historically excelled. It's a compelling vision, though it's still early days. We'll see if this era of experience truly materializes.
Absolutely. We'll have to keep our eyes peeled. Thanks for joining us on this fascinating discussion, everyone. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.